Welcome back to another episode of Bitch Radio. I'm Sherston Johnson, the web content manager and senior editor at Bitch Media. And for this week's podcast, I'm going to be playing some great musical selections that came out in 2011 for your listening pleasure. So let's get started. So that was the song 11 by Tao and Mira. You might know Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down, and you might know Mira, who is a singer-songwriter, and there are two fabulous musicians who collaborated on this album that came out from Kill Rock Stars in April, and the whole album is a total delight. Fans of both Mira and Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down should definitely pick it up. I had the pleasure of seeing them live a couple times, and that was also amazing. So you can get it on Kill Rock Stars, and hopefully, I don't know, maybe they'll collaborate again. This next song is called You Will Always Bring Me Flowers by Shannon and the Clams. Shannon and the Clams is a really fun surf, rock, lo-fi sort of you want them to play at your birthday party kind of band. And their album Sleep Talk came out in April this year on 1234 Go Records. And this was my favorite song off of it. So here's Shannon and the Clams with You Will Always Bring Me Flowers.
Thank you.
So you just heard Razika, who is a four-piece Norwegian band, and their album Program 91, which came out this summer, is great. Like I reviewed it for Bitch, which usually means that I am totally sick of listening to the album because I've been trying to write about it. And that was not the case with them. They were actually all under 20 when they recorded the album, which is amazing. But I mean, their whole album is sort of like that song, which I haven't said the name of because it's a Norwegian. And even though my name is Norwegian and starts with a K and a J, I'm not, I would make a mockery of whatever the song is called. Vont Eet Hyrtet is the Americanized version of it. If you are into poppy rock with a hint of ska, I would definitely seek out this record because I never got sick of listening to it. This next song is called House of Circles by the band Mr. Gnome, who I had never heard of before this year. Their album Madness in Miniature, which is off their record label El Marco, I had no expectations for it, and it totally wowed me. I think this song in particular is emblematic of the album as a whole because, as you'll hear, it sort of starts off as one song and builds into a different one. And the whole album seems to fit together as a whole, with each song sort of speaking to one another. And it's just a duo. Nicole Baril is the guitarist and vocalist, and Sam Meister is the drummer and keyboardist. It's pretty amazing the sounds that they make for two people. So here is House of Circles by Mr. Gnome.
Come climb, yeah, I'm torn, I'm not touching.
So that was House of Circles by Mr. Gnome off their album Madness in Miniature. This next song is by Jean Grey, who actually didn't release an album this year, but this is off her mixtape, which came out this summer called Cookies or Comas, which sounds like a weird name, but the album that she's working on is called Cake or Death. So it seems like the logical precursor to that was Cookies or Comas. And it sounds like her album Cake or Death is going to be out soon because it sounds like she's been perfecting it, like hasn't released it till she's completely happy with it. And because this mixtape, Cookies or Comas, I think was recently taken down off her site. I think that's another sign her actual album is coming out soon. Anyways, the song I'm going to play is called Blame Game, which some of you might recognize as not necessarily a cover because I think she definitely subverts it in a way, but a takeoff, a spin on the Kanye West song Blame Game, which was on his album My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. And it's not necessarily representative of everything on her mixtape, but I just really love what she's done. I mean, when you cover Kanye West as a woman, I think you automatically are doing something really cool. But just the fact that on the Kanye West version, he says, "Let's play the blame game," and automatically Jean Grey is her verse is, "Let's not play the blame game." And I definitely think she's doing something really interesting by covering the song from the female perspective. So here's Blame Game by Jean Grey off Cookies or Comas.
You sure it's my fault, right? Okay. Let's not play the blame game. I love you. Let's not play the blame game. Sure. That I want to. Let's not call out names. Names. I hate you. Let's not call out names. Names. Sure.
Yo, it's the Phillies, nigga. Pay attention.
It's really easy to say it over this easy beat. More complicated, intoxicated, the greasy's teeth. Right. I want to tell you both to free my mind and free the speech. Right. But when I want to say I love you, only evil leaks. I speak mean and I reason it with 100 things. Not one of the things that I'm uttering when under drinks is how I really feel. The feeling's built a wall up. Skyscraper with every story, it gets taller. I'm facing this February with less morals. Less normal, more Nelly Olsen, less Laura. Had it with explorations, less Dora. Less explanations, less mortal. See if I'm less human and depression is avoided. So if I'm lessening you, then the stress of it is voided. If I'm questioning who's been in your bed, I'm annoyed at any answer given, so what is the point of doing that? I used to call back and cause pain. To call names, text till my batteries all drained. Nameless anatomy next to me all framed. Add lust and mix and fill it up all the same. This can't go on forever, so I'll play the plagiarist in this endeavor. Change the words from Mr. Legend, let's not play the blame game. That shit's forever less than anything we ever were. And I don't get regrets no matter how the rest of her.
Blame game.
Come on.
I love you.
Let's not play the blame.
Let's not
game. Sure, let's not call out names, names. I hate you. Let's not call out names, names. For sure.
Right, we were really on the same side. At some point you rolled strange die. Double-sided trouble written on this game. I can't play sorry anymore, the aim is tied. I give up on winning, you and them women live it. If you ain't in them women, shit really nothing different. You gotta call it quits when it's Splitsville. Or just continue to bicker with niggas, shit still. Nothing moved, nothing gained, everybody's hurt. Fuck it, everyone's to blame, hope everybody learns. Times I sit and study your name with other words. So one of these days it'll blur with others unrehearsed. That he said, she said, please man. Y'all fueling it with energy like he's spam. No more, not me, fam. We were something for the nothing came and ended
Let's
us, we
not
began.
Blame, game, I love you.
Let's not play the blame game, sure. Let's not call out names, names. I hate you. Let's not call out names, names, sure.
Somehow it's always gonna be my fault.
voy a partir de cero. Los últimos de la fila luego serán primero. Voy a partir de cero. Los últimos de la fila luego serán primero. Voy a partir de cero. Los últimos de la fila luego serán primero. Quién sabe si el villano luego será caballero. El traje solo tapa lo que sea por dentro, dentro y afuera. Quemaré mis cartuchos. Sentí la pólvora quemando de mis boots. De poco a mucho, estar la mala rat. La vi, pum, pum. También autoestima sagaz. Cha, 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 cha. Para partir muriendo, salir de los escombros y reírme, tier, tier. Abrace mis demonios cuando querías. Me asiento vuestros huesos, babo, babo. Llámate mi. Voy a partir mirándome por boca a boca, se rima y por esta boca con mi boca y boca con mi rima. Ya no hay quien me la controle. Parte del todo y de mi mejor error. Oh, oh, luego para partir en quinta. Tanque se llena solo cuando le pinta. Ya no frena, lo hace de forma distinta. Que te pasito, te chiquita. Tengo mu, pero con lo que tengo me bajo la escalera de esto me tomo un. Tengo mu, pero con lo que tengo me bajo la escalera de esto me tomo un. Prendo el califón, le doy comida a mi cuchito, mi suco se levanta de la cama. Ok, miro al horizonte a través de mi ventana, donde se dibuja el puente panamcanacan. Minuto de silencio se transforma en una hora. El tiempo de rodilla reposo me implora. Solo sola en mi cuarto, un cuarto palacio. Siendo la tepe, misma cara siente. Paro zoom, se acerco, mejor me abrigo a aire fresco. En mi mochilón buena, quien para por mi buen, mi Walkman. Camino sin ruta porque no tengo ningún plan. Favor, señor, mi cree que solo zapa, amigo, mi granero, digo. Gracias. Me subo, me acomodo. Las hojas de los árboles se mueven con él. Se mueven con él.
So you just heard an excerpt from another mixtape that came out this year called Elefant. That's E-L-E-F-A-N-T by the Chilean rapper Ana Tijoux. You can find more of her stuff at anatijoux.com. You heard a remix of her song Partir de Cero and Una Dia Calquiera. And as you can tell by my pronunciation, I do not speak Spanish, just like I don't speak Norwegian. And I apologize for that, but definitely look up her on her website so you can get the real deal. She actually was nominated for a Grammy in 2009 for her album 1977, and that she was actually the second Chilean artist ever to be nominated for an American Grammy. Her mixtape is really amazing, and as I already told you, and as you can tell, I don't speak Spanish, but Invincible appears on her mixtape, and Invincible is a Detroit-based MC who makes amazing music dealing with racism and classism and social justice, and the fact that they're both collaborating tells me that Ana Tijoux is also making pretty politically minded music. And she actually grew up in France because her parents were exiled during the Pinochet regime, so that's also bound to color your outlook on the world. So hopefully she'll also be releasing a new full length next year, so keep an eye out for her. This next song is called Time of Your Life by Little Jackie, who is a duo from Brooklyn. Amani Coppola is the vocalist and songwriter, and she pairs up with programmer Adam Palin. Andy Zeisler, the editorial director at Bitch, actually reviewed this in the recent issue of Bitch, and I really love what she wrote. She said, "Now that Amy Winehouse's untimely departure has left a beehive hairdo-shaped hole in the musical landscape, one could do a whole lot worse than turn to Little Jackie's sophomore release." And as you'll hear, Coppola has an amazing voice, but also a lot of these songs are very Motown-inspired. They're a lot of fun. The lyrics are really clever. Their album came out in August off of Plush Moon Records, and you can definitely find them online. That's Little Jackie. Here is Time of Your Life.
Give me the time of day. I'll give you the time of your life. Your life. Give me the time of day. I'll give paralyzed, paralyzed. I got an injection to freeze my affection. I could try, I could try, I could try. Suspended animation in the corners of my heart and my mind. My eyes will never cry again. So paralyzed, paralyzed, paralyzed. But I'm done with being numb, cause it's dumb to think you're the only one whose heart's been injured in a hit and run. Paralyzed, 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 paralyzed. It's better to have loved and lost than to not have loved at all. If it's true what they say, gonna try, gonna try, gonna try, gonna try. Paralyzed, paralyzed, paralyzed. You could try, you could try, you could try, you could try to make a lover out of a hater, a believer out of a non-believer. But when I look into the sky, I see pigs fly, pigs fly. And I have to say bye-bye, bye-bye to all the tears I cry. See you later, alligator.
We don't need no space between us. That kind of stuff is more.
Naked and delirious in your arms. So-
you just heard Cocaine Blues by Escort, which is another Brooklyn-based band, only unlike Little Jackie, they have 17 members in their band, not just two. They're a self-described disco orchestra founded by Eugene Cho and Dan Bayless. The vocalist you just heard is Joy Dragland, and Adeline Michel actually does vocals for a lot of their other songs. But you should definitely check out their album. It's self-titled. It's available from Escort Records, and I don't know when they'll be taking their 17-piece band on the road, so you should probably just go and find their music right now. So I'm actually about to wrap up the podcast soon, but before I do, I wanted to say that I've posted two gift guides and a bitch tapes of more music from 2011. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast, but just in case you didn't, I have some more musical selections for you to check out at bitchmedia.org. I'll also put up links to all the bands and the names of the songs that I played today, especially the ones that I didn't pronounce right. So you can look those up. And one more thing, I want to remind you to keep Bitch Media in your thoughts as the end of the year wraps up, both for donations and for anyone who's left on your list of people to give gifts to. A gift subscription to Bitch Magazine is always a great idea. And we also have a bunch of really cute looking merch to check out. So definitely do that. I'm going to close with the song Credit Card Babies. And that's babies with a dollar sign at the end, by the band Men, which is fronted by J.D. Sampson, formerly of La Tigra. Some of you might even remember when I interviewed J.D. earlier this year. But the album they put out, Talk About Body, is really great. There's a lot of lyrics about queer politics, queer identity. You can find it on I Am Sound Records. And they're also another band that I was lucky enough to see live this year. So you should also seek them out if they come to your town. Thanks again for listening. Hope you found something that you liked, and I'm Kirsten Johnson.